From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska Congressman Don Young will be one of the negotiators on the committee that drafts the final bill that rewrites federal tax policies. Young was one of nine Republican House members named Monday to the Tax Bill Conference Committee. That's the panel assigned to hash out the differences between the House and Senate bills. In a statement, Young said he would do everything in his power to ensure that opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling is part of the final version. The bill the Senate passed would open the refuge. It's not in the House bill. The Senate is expected to name its conference members this week, and Senator Lisa Murkowski, as chair of the Energy Committee, will likely be among them. The bill itself would lower taxes for corporations and many families. In the Senate bill, the corporate tax breaks are permanent, while those for households would expire in 2025. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation says the Senate bill would add $1 trillion to the deficit. Juneau's Housing First project is fully staffed and functioning nearly 3 months after its first tenants began moving in. Housing First provides subsidized housing to 32 of the community's most vulnerable residents, most of whom had been living on the street. Unlike conventional shelters, there are no restrictions on alcohol use. Enrollment in counseling or treatment programs is voluntary. Program Director Daisha Davis said the downstairs clinic run by Juneau Alliance for Mental Health Incorporated, also known as JAMI, admitted its first patient on Monday.
As of right now, the clinic's just going to be providing basic health support services. We have our first tenant over there today, getting just probably a basic physical and having some questions answered about their health.
Davis said overall, the project has been running well, with tenants making themselves at home in the Lemon Creek complex.
Obviously, there's going to be bumps in the road. People are adjusting to living in a new environment, a new space. With that said, there have been very few issues that have come about. We're having a lot of community support. For example, drumming. We've had local musicians come by and do a music concert for the tenants. We have a woman who volunteers her time doing art. So just trying to find those activities for the tenants to keep people occupied if that's what they feel like doing.
The $8.3 million initiative received about a third of its startup funding from the City and Borough of Juneau as part of a community effort to combat homelessness. A 5-year-old Anchorage boy died after finding a gun and shooting himself. Anchorage police say Christian Johnson died Tuesday. Police shortly before 12:30 a.m. took a call on the shooting at a home. Police say the boy found a gun inside the drawer of a bedroom nightstand.